All right, I'm looking out to look at some smiling faces.
我现在看见一些熟悉的面孔。
And I see a few yawns.
我看见不熟悉的面孔，我看见了一些年轻人。
That offers me a challenge, I think.
经常是感到非常有挑战性。
Well, how are we doing, saints?
圣徒们，我们今天怎么样？
Are we awake?
我们是不是还醒着？
All right. You know, after dinner is not a good time to speak, I'll tell you that.
吃完晚饭以后来讲道不是一件容易的事情。
Well, you may wonder who I am.
你们也许好奇我是谁。
I can just simply say I'm a brother in the Lord.
我想简单的说我是主内的一位弟兄。
You're a brother and sister in the Lord. You're my brother and sister.
你们是我在主内的弟兄和姊妹。
And we're just going to fellowship together tonight in Christ.
今天晚上我们就是要在主里头一同来交通。
Let's begin with a word of prayer.
我们一起先有点祷告。
Lord, my heart is that we would see Jesus.
主啊，我们的心愿是我们能看见耶稣。
Lord, my prayer is that your presence would so fill us, Lord, that we would be carried on to that higher ground.
主，我的祷告是我们因着主耶稣能被提升到这高之处。
Lord, that we may get a glimpse.Of what it means to live on higher ground.
我们今天能够瞥见住在至高之处意味着什么。
Now, Lord, I just have to say to you, I depend on the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
我想对你说，主，我们今天要靠着圣灵的恩膏。
I have no desire just to share messages.
我实在不愿意只是来讲一篇道。
Lord, I do want you to speak through this clay vessel.
愿你能够借着这个瓦器来说话。
And Lord, just a special grace upon us tonight because we're tired from traveling.
今天晚上我们旅行都很疲惫，愿你给我们特别的恩典。
We just ask you to quicken us so we might truly hear your word.
愿你让我们每个人灵里边都活过来，让我们能够听见你的话。
In the name of Jesus Christ, Amen.
靠着主耶稣基督的名祷告 ，Amen.
Okay, we have a number of scriptures we want to read before we begin.
开始之前我们要读一些的经文。
And, tonight, the message I entitled was Running the Race.
今天晚上我的题目是赛跑。
And, we'll see what that means.
我们要来看看这意味着什么。
Let's turn to Luke 21:31.
我们先翻到路加福音23章21节。Right?
Luke 21:31.
21章31节。
Luke 21:31.
路加福音21章31节。
So likewise, when you see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is at hand.
这样你们看见这些事渐渐成就，也该晓得神的国近了。
Turn to Hebrews 12:1-2.
希伯来书12章1-2节。
Hebrews 12:1-2.
希伯来书12章1-2节。
Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses,Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher,Of our faith.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
让我们存心忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10.
希伯来书2章10节。
For it became him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory.
原来那为万物所属，为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
1 Corinthians 9:24
哥林多前书第九章二十四节。
1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 24
哥林多前书九章二十四。
Know you not that they which run in a race run all, but one receives the prize, so run that you may obtain the prize.
岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人吗？你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。
Run that you might receive the prize.
当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 14
腓立比书第三章第十四节。
Philippians 3:14.
腓立比书三章十四节。
I press towards the mark for the prize of the own high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
我向着标杆直跑，要得着神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来所得的奖赏。
In Colossians 1:27,
哥罗西书第一章二十七节。
To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among you Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
基督在你们心里有荣耀的盼望。
Let me give you a little bit of context to the message tonight.
我先把今天晚上的信息的背景跟大家说一下。
Christ is coming soon.
基督就快要回来。
And we need to be ready.
我们需要预备好。
You know, in the Old Testament, it says that the sons of Issachar knew the times, and they knew what Israel ought to do.
旧约里边以撒家的子民知道这个时间，他们应当预备。
I think it's important that all of us, particularly the younger ones among us, know the time in which we're living.
我相信在座的，特别是年轻人，应当知道我们所生活的这个时代。
We're living in the last days.
我们活在末后的世代。
The last of the last days.
我们活在最末了的这个末后时代。
When Jesus came over 2,000 years ago, it was the beginning of the last days.
2,000 年前主耶稣来的时候，那只是末世的开始。
How close we must be to His soon return.
今天我们离他回来的日子是多么的近。
The Lord Jesus in Luke 21, gave us a picture of the last days. And in those, in Luke 21, he says, when you see these things, know ye the kingdom of God is at hand.
主耶稣在路加福音21章里边给我们看见末后世代的一些征兆。他说你们看见这些事情发生就知道他回来的日子近了。
He spoke of wars and rumors of wars.
他提到打仗和打仗的风声。
He spoke of unusual weather events
提到这些特别的气候气象
that would be intensified in the last days
在末后的世代会变得特别的强盛
He spoke of Christians would be persecuted and hated
特别也说到基督徒要被迫害要被人憎恶
You know when I grew up as a young boy and I was born 72 years ago
我是72年前出生的当我是个孩子的时候
Now, Christians were respected
那个时候基督徒很被人尊重。
If you stood up for your faith, people honored that.
如果你为着你的信仰站立的话，人们要来尊重你。
But today we live in a nation where if you use the word Jesus Christ, you're frowned upon.
但是今天的这个时代，如果你提到耶稣基督这个字，人们会向你皱眉头。
And some are being persecuted for it.
也有些人因此被逼迫。
You know, I was in New York City last week.
上个礼拜我在纽约。
And I went to Ground Zero.
我到了那个911的那个地点。
That's, you know, 9/11 event where the towers came down.
那就是那个双子塔的那个地点。
And, it's something very interesting about that event.
那件事情有一些很有趣的点。
The towers came down, and when they did, it was such an explosive effect that many of the surrounding buildings were also so badly damaged they had to be taken down.
所以当那双子塔倒下的时候，它的那个效果造成了周围的一些建筑物也必须被拆毁才能要重建。
Right across the street from those towers.
从这个塔的对面。
About 300 yards away.
大概300码以外
There's a little church called St. Paul's Church.
有一个很小的教堂叫做圣保罗教堂。
The only thing that was damaged in that church was a sycamore tree out front, which protected the church when the towers fell, and there was no damage at all to that church.
很有趣的就是只是有一棵桑树在他那个教堂的前面受到了损害。而且因为他保护了这个教堂没有受到任何的损害。
They didn't even have a cracked window.
他们甚至没有一个窗户是打破的。
What is so very interesting to me is, our first president of the United States, George Washington.
我觉得很有趣的就是美国第一任总统乔治华盛顿
gave his inaugural address in New York City.
他的就职演讲就是在纽约市里。
At Federal Hall,
在联邦大厅
which is right across from the New York Stock Exchange.
就是在这个股票交易所的对面。
He gave his speech, and then he took both the Senate and the House of Representatives and led them to St. Paul's Church.
他就职演讲完毕以后就带着上下两院的议员们来到这个圣保罗教堂。
He was supposed to go to Trinity Church, which was only two blocks away, but there'd been a fire the previous night, and he couldn't go there.
他本来应该带他们去那个三一教堂，很近的一个三一教堂，但是呢，头一天晚上因为着火，所以他们去不了。
So he went about another eight blocks to St. Paul's Church.
所以他们就走了另外八个街区，来到了圣保罗教堂。
Do you all have any idea what our first president did?
你能不能想象得到我们的第一位总统他做了什么
？Our first president prayed for this nation.
我们的第一位总统为着这个国家祷告。
Along with the Senate and the House of Representatives.
跟参众两院的这些议员们一起。
He dedicated this nation to God.
他把这个国家奉献给神。
And he ended his prayer.In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他结束祷告的时候，他是奉着主耶稣基督的名。
I went there.
我到了那个地方。
They have the plaque on the wall with his prayer.
他们有一块板子在墙上，就是他的祷告词。
And the seat where he sat that day.
以及那一天他坐的那个位置。
It was the only building with no damage.
这是那边唯一的一个建筑，没有任何的损害。
It was like God was saying something to this nation.
好像神要借此对这个国家说一些话。
You need to wake up.
你们应当警醒，醒过来。
You need to know what is important.
你们应该知道什么是重要的。
I'm coming soon.
我很快就要回来。
This nation needs to repent and needs to turn back to God.
这个国家应当悔改，应当回转到神的跟前。
I need a ready people.In order to come back.
我需要有一批预备好的子民，然后我才能回来。
Unfortunately, this nation has not listened.
很可惜的是，这个国家没有在听。
So it leaves it up to us few.
所以就取决于我们这些少数的人。
To listen.
我们要来听。
To respond to the Lord's message.
而且要对神的信息有回应。
You need to be prepared.
我们应当有预备。
When the Lord comes back,
当主回来的时候,
I don't know, what do you think comes next?
我不知道你们觉得会下面会发生什么。
You think you're just going to heaven?
你觉得是不是你就去天堂了呢?
Well, that's not actually true. When the Lord comes back, He's going to set up an earthly kingdom on this earth.
其实不是那样子。当主回来了以后，他要在这个地上设立他的国度。
He's going to reign as king for 1,000 years.
他就要在地上做王1,000年。
It'll be a perfect environment.
那个会是一个完美的一个环境。
I wonder if the temperatures are going to be more reasonable.
我好奇是不是这个气温就会变得更正常。
But the Old Testament tells us that the wolf will lie down with the lamb.
旧约圣经告诉我们说这个豺狼要与羔羊同居。
And the lion will eat straw.
然后这个狮子呢也要吃草。
The wild nature of animals will be gone.
那些很凶残的野生动物会变得他们的那个本性会改变。
And we will live in a perfect environment.
我们就会在一个完美的环境里边生活。
And yet, amazingly enough, at the end of that period, 1/3 of the people will rebel.
但是很令人惊奇的是，在那个时期结束的时候，会有1/3的人又要开始反叛。
Perfect environment.
完美的环境。
Brothers and sisters, how much the Lord wants us to be His people.
弟兄姊妹，神何等的渴慕我们能够成为属他的子民。
He wants us to be ready for His kingdom.
他愿意我们为着他的国度预备好。
Is it really near?
是不是已经很近了呢？
Do you really sense that His return is really near?
你是不是真的感觉到他要来的日子已经很迫近了？
You know, if you go back to your room tonight and read Luke chapter 21, it speaks of the nation of Israel.
今天晚上回去以后，如果你好好读路加福音21章，这边说到以色列国。
He said, that the nation of Israel would be scattered among the nations.
说到以色列民要被分散到列国中。
But when you saw the fig tree begin to bud,
但是当你看见无花果树开始发芽的时候
you need to know that summer is near.
你应该知道夏天已经近了。
The fig tree represents Israel.
无花果树代表以色列。
Brothers and sisters, the nation of Israel was scattered from the time of the Babylonian captivity.
大概从被掳到巴比伦以后以色列国就被分散到列国中。
But in 1947,
但是到了1947年
after World War II,
在第二次世界大战以后
the UN declared Israel as a nation.
联合国就宣告以色列国成为一个独立的国家。
The prophecy of the old time prophets had come true.
这个旧约旧时代的那些先知们的预言就实现了。
The Jewish people had been dispersed among the nations.
犹太人被分散到世界各个角落。
This is the only nation in history that has ever been restored from such a dispersion.
这个国家是历史上唯一的一个国家他们能够从这样的一个光景里边被恢复成为一个国家。
In 1947, the fig tree bloomed.
在1947年，这个无花果树开始发芽。
It also says in that prophecy from the Lord that Jerusalem would be trodden under the feet of the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles had reached its fullness.
主的预言里边也提到说耶路撒冷城要被外邦人践踏直到外邦人的日子满了。
And it was For all of those years, even though they were restored in 1947, they did not have the full control of Jerusalem.
从1947年复国以后，很多年他们没有办法拥有耶路撒冷。
In 1967,
到了1967年，
there was a six-day war.
有一个六日战争。
Israel prevailed against overwhelming odds.
以色列在极端不利的情况底下赢得了这场战争。
And they took full control of Jerusalem.
他们就完全地占据了耶路撒冷。
Since that time, they've had full control.
从那以后，他们就能够拥有完全的拥有耶路撒冷。
The Lord says, "When you see these things, the kingdom of God is at hand."
主耶稣说，你看见这样的事情发生，就知道神的国就在眼前了。
That is the context.
这个是这样的一个背景。
The Lord is coming soon, and we need to be ready to live in the kingdom.
主耶稣很快就要回来了，我们要预备好能够生活在他的国里。
The question tonight is, are you ready?
但是今天晚上的问题是，你有预备好吗？
Are you ready to live in the kingdom?
你有没有预备好生活在国度里呢？
What might help you to determine that is to read the Beatitudes.
有一段的这个登山宝训的经文可以来帮助你知道你是不是预备好了。
Matthew's chapter 5, 6 and 7.
马太福音五章、六章、七章。
That is kingdom life.
这是在国度里边的生活。
Brothers and sisters, how sad to enter the kingdom and not be prepared to live there.
如果没有预备好当国度来的时候，我们会感到何等的悲哀呢？
I know some of you older saints that have come from China and the Far East. When you got here, it was a difficult culture to learn and live in, wasn't it?
我知道在座一些年长的弟兄姊妹从远东来，你们刚来的时候，你们会觉得这边是一个何等难以生存的一个文化。
We need to have our lives transformed.
我们需要被改变，让我们的生活被改变。
That we might.Live in the kingdom.
好，让我们能够在国度里边生存。
It's a long time, 1,000 years.
那国度是一个很长的时间，有1,000年之久。
Are you ready?
你有预备好吗？
Well, I read earlier in Hebrews 12:1-2 that we are in a race.
刚才读到希伯来书12:1-2，告诉我们是在跑一个比赛。
This is the way the Lord makes us ready. He puts us in a race.
这是主如何的来预备我们进国度，他要让我们参加一个比赛，赛跑。
To run in this race, you have to be qualified.
要参加这样的一个赛跑，你首先必须要有这个资格。
You have to be a Christian.
你必须要成为一个基督徒。
You have to have accepted Jesus Christ into your life.
你必须要接受耶稣基督到你的生命里。
That's what qualifies you.To be in the race.
这样你就取得了参加这个赛跑的资格。
But the Lord always works with a purpose in every life.
主在每一个生命的里头都有他的目的。
And the course that He puts you on is a specific course for your life.
他把你所放进的这个赛跑是对你来讲是一个特定的赛跑。
He wants to get you ready for His return and for His kingdom.
因为他要预备好你为他的再来和为他的国度。
So what is the goal of this race?
所以这样的一个赛跑的目标是什么？
The goal is sonship.
这个目标就是儿子的名分。
I've read it. Hebrews 2:10, he wants to bring many sons to glory.
我们读到希伯来书2:10说到，他要带许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
So what is sonship?
什么是神儿子的名分？
Well,It's really being trained to take care of the Father's business.
那就是要受训，能够来管理父亲的产业。
You remember our Lord Jesus Christ, when he stayed behind and his parents found him and said, well, what are you doing? And his response was, I have to be about my Father's business.
记得主耶稣留在圣殿里边 后来被父母找到的时候，他的回答吗？他说，我当以我父的事业事情为念。
So this matter of sonship is being ready to be involved in a part of the Father's business.
所以神儿子的名分就是我们要预备好能够来参与父亲的事情。
I've already read it in Corinthians 9:24. It says, "Run the race that you may obtain the prize."
我刚才也读到哥林多前书里边说到，我们当这样跑，好让我们能够得着奖赏。
Now the goal is sonship, but what is the prize?
那么目标是儿子的名分，那么奖赏是什么呢？
It says, run in a way that you might obtain the prize.
说到我们要这样的跑，好叫我们能够得着奖赏。
Paul, in his life, said that he pressed towards the prize of the upward call.
保罗说到他就是要向着标杆直跑，要得着神从上面在基督耶稣里边所招他得的奖赏。
So what is this prize?
那么这个奖赏到底是什么？
For those who enter into sonship,
对那些得到神儿子名分的人，
being so, what I want to say, following the Lord,
就是那些紧紧跟随主的人，
learning from the Lord,
从主那边学习的人，
being dealt with by the Lord,
被主对付的人，
being trained by the Lord,
被主训练的人，
being transforming your life into a life like His,
被主所改变成为像他那样的人。
That's what the Lord is doing. That's sonship. But if you've come into sonship, what is the prize? The prize is life in the kingdom.
所以主就是要这样做，好让我们能够成为像他一样的人。那么在国度里边所得的奖赏，就是那个像他样子的。
Talks about receiving a crown.
说到要得到荣耀的冠冕。
You know, crowns are for kings, right?
冠冕是为着国王，对不对？
Simply means that the prize is reigning and ruling in Christ's government during the 1,000-year millennium.
简单的说，这个奖赏就是在那个千年国度里面与主耶稣基督一同作王掌权。
And I'll read this. Revelation 2:26, it says,To him who overcomes, I will give him power over the nations. To him who overcomes, I will give him power over the nations.
所以在启示录第二章第二十七节、二十六、二十七节说，那得胜的，我要赐给他权柄制服列国。
Revelation 3:21 says,To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne.
到了三章二十一节说，得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐。
Young people, I need to say this. Just because you're young doesn't mean you can't be qualified.
我要对在座的年轻人说，并不因为你们年轻，所以你们就没有这样的资格。
If you follow the Lord with the light that He's given you and obey the Lord and follow Him,Then you will be qualified.
如果你们跟随主，照着主所赐给你们的亮光来顺从他、顺服他，你们就能够得到这样的资格。
So the prize, when you read in the Bible about the prize, it is not salvation or eternal life.
当你读到奖赏这件事情的时候，在圣经里边，它并不是指的是救恩、得救这件事情。
No, that's what you need to start the race.
救恩是让我们能够开始来跑、来赛跑的。
The kingdom is the prize.
那么国度就是这个奖赏。
And the reward is for the faithful ones.
这个奖赏是为了那些忠心的人。
The ones who have been transformed into sons, sonship.
是那些被改变，生命被改变，得到神儿子名分的人。
And their life is a life acceptable for the kingdom.
他们的生命就能够符合在国度里边的生活。
That is why it says in running the race, you need to look off unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith.
这是为什么当我们这样赛跑的时候，我们必须要望断以及耶稣， 他是我们信心，为我们信心创始成终的。
You need to look to him because you will be transformed by looking at him.
我们仰望他，是因为借着仰望他，我们就能够被改变。
The way of this is pretty simple.
这个道路其实很简单。
The way of transformation.
被改变的道路。
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
基督在你的里面成为有荣耀的盼望。
You want to come to glory.
你愿意进到荣耀里。
It says Christ in you, the hope of glory.
但这边说到在你里面的基督就是那个得荣耀的盼望。
What I'm saying is not impossible to be ready.
所以我想说要预备好并不是不可能的。
It is possible because you have Christ in you.
因为我们有基督在我们的里头，所以这是可能的。
The hope of glory.
荣耀的盼望。
What is glory?
什么是荣耀？
When you look through the word, it seems like it's difficult to define, but anytime that God is satisfied, he seems to manifest his glory.
看这个字好像很难理解，但是每一次当神的心意得到满足的时候，他就彰显他的荣耀。
You know, the Lord, God a number of times broke through the heavens. I think it was three. My brother, son can probably clarify that for you. But, he spoke and he said, This is my son in whom I'm well pleased.
大概有三次神从天上说话，说到这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
Glory is when God is satisfied and he's satisfied with the life of Christ in you.
所以荣耀就是当神的心意得到满足，当神的心意因着基督在你的里面而得到满足的时候。
Brothers and sisters, how glorious it will be when you come to the judgment seat of Christ.
当我们来到基督审判的台前的时候，何等的荣耀。
At the judgment seat, you're not judged for life or eternal life, eternal death.
在基督的审判台前，你不会受审下地狱或者得永生。
It's a family judgment.
这是一个家里边的审判。
Just for the family.
是为着家人。
And he rewards those based on how they responded to his grace.
那像他就是来审判那些如何的回应，向着他的恩典有回应的人。
It will be glory when the Lord would say, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things, and I will make you ruler over many things.
如果主说你这又良善又忠心的仆人可以进来享受你主人的快乐，我要派你管理很多更多的产业，那么这个时候你就有荣耀。
Then he says, enter the joy of the Lord.
然后他就说要来享受你主人的荣耀。
The Lord really is looking forward to that time.
我们的主何等的盼望那个时刻。
He's looking forward to being that with those that join him in the family business.
他在那边期待着我们这些人可以与他一同来参与父亲的事情。
So what is the way of entering into this transforming life?
那么怎么样子才能够进入到这个生命被改变的这条路上呢？
When you accepted Christ, you were born again, born from above, born by the Spirit.
当你重生得救的时候，你是从上面生的，你是借着圣灵生的。
The Bible says you are a new creature, a new creation.
圣经说我们是新造的人。
Because you have the life of Christ in you.
因为我们里边有了基督的生命。
And when you're first saved, generally, you're not that aware of the life of Christ in you.
当我们刚刚得救的时候，我们好像并没有意识到我们里边有了一个新生命。
What is real to you is that the Lord loves you.
你只是感觉说神很爱你。
Your sins are forgiven.
你的罪都得到赦免。
The guilt has been lifted.
你的罪恶感都已经被除去。
You're going to heaven.
你要进永生里。
And you're full of joy.
所以你充满了喜乐。
But after you live the Christian life a while, you begin to find out you are having some problems.
但是当你成为基督徒过了一段时间以后，你会意识到你有些问题。
You find yourself not always obeying.
你发现你自己并不是一时刻的顺服。
Sometimes you're falling back into sin.
有些时候你甚至会退后到犯罪里面。
You confess and ask forgiveness and you're forgiven.
你承认而且你祈求神赦免你，你就已经被赦免。
You repent in your heart time and time again.
在你的心里边你时常的悔改。
It's almost like a merry-go-round. You just keep going around in this circle of responding to the Lord and then falling and responding.
这个就好像是一个循环一样，就是不断的重复，然后你回应悔改，然后又回到那个光景里边。
The Christian life seems so difficult.
这个时候你会觉得基督徒的生活是很困难。
You lose your joy.
你会失去你的喜乐。
You find what Paul said in Romans 6.
所以你就发现保罗在罗马书六章那边所说的。
What you want, or seven. What you want to do, you can't.
在罗马书七章那边所说的，你想做的，你反而做不出来。
But the things you don't want to do, you do it.
但是那些你不愿意做的，你反倒去做。
So what is the problem, brothers and sisters?
说弟兄姊妹，到底有什么问题呢？
You're living by your natural life.
你是靠着你天然的生命在生活。
That natural life you were born with from your parents.
就是那个你从父母那边所得到的那个天然的生命。
It controls your mind, your will, and emotions.
那个生命控制着你的思想、意志和情感。
Instead of the new life in Christ controlling, you find the old nature is controlling.
不是被从基督得到新生命来控制你，而是你的天然的生命在控制。
So the solution to that is, in the word it says, the just shall live by faith.
那么答案是什么呢？圣经上说，义人必因信得生。
What does that practically mean?
那么这个在实际里边怎么应用呢？
It means you're going to have to trust in Christ for your life.
这意味着你必须要来信靠基督。
You have to trust in Christ who is in you to live.
你必须要信靠那位住在你心在里面的基督。
I'm sorry. And to express his life through you.
而且来借着他来彰显你的生命。
He's the one that needs to be in charge instead of the old natural life, the old man.
应该是他来掌管你，而不是你自己天然的老的性情。
But as you believe in the Lord, the life of the Lord in you.
当你信主了以后，主的生命在你的里头。
By faith, you will begin to experience His life ruling.
借着信心，你要开始来经历他在你的心里边作王掌权。
Faith lays hold of what is real in the spiritual realm.
只有信心才能够使我们把属灵的那个实际能够把握住。
In the eternal realm.
而且在那个永远的那个领域里头。
Faith lays what is real for you in Christ and makes it real and practical in your daily life.
借着信心让在基督里边那个真实的能够成为你自己日常生活里边的真实实际。
The life you live in this world I call the temporal life.
我们在这个世界里边所过的生活我称它为暂时的生活。
There's some basics that we need to know.
我们有一些很基本的点需要认识。
And I hope you young people learn it at a very young age.
我希望年轻人能够在很年轻的时候就学习，就知道。
I have to say, many older saints have never come into the reality of this.
我也要说，很多年长的弟兄姊妹其实还没有得到这样的一个真实的实际。
Before you were a Christian, your only activity was in the temporal world, the temporal realm.
所以在你成为基督徒之前你所有的活动都是在这个暂时的这个领域里头。
The things you see, you could feel, you can touch.
那些你能够看得见摸得着的东西。
That was your life.
这个就是你的生命。
But once you became a Christian, you now live in two realms.
当你成为基督徒以后你现在是活在两个不同的境界里头。
The eternal realm.
一个永远的领域里头。
And you also live in the temporal realm.
同时你也活在这个暂时的这个世界里。
So you can live in the spiritual realm or the earthly realm.
你可以活在属灵的也可以活在这个地上这个世界里。
Tonight, even as we gathered, we prayed.
今天晚上当我们聚集的时候，我们祷告。
In the spiritual realm.
是在这个领域，属灵的领域里。
We prayed that the Lord would be the one that would speak.
我们祷告说，愿主在这边对我们说话。
We prayed for the Lord's anointing by the Holy Spirit.
我们祈求说，要圣灵来高抹我们。
That's the spiritual realm.
这些事情是在那个属灵的那个领域里头。
And for you who haven't fallen asleep, you're listening.
对我们在座还没有打瞌睡的弟兄姊妹，你还在听。
In the temporal realm.
但是是在一个暂时的范围内。
Are we awake now? Did I wake you up? Okay.
是不是已经醒过来了？
I know it's difficult the first night.
我知道第一个晚上很不容易。
The reason you can now live in the eternal realm is because you are in Christ.
你之所以能够活在那个永远的那个领域里头，是因为你在基督里。
You might say, well, how do I get in Christ?
你会问说，那我怎么能够得到基督？
1 Corinthians 1:30.
哥林多前书第一章三十节。
Says, but of God are you in Christ.
说到我们得以在基督里是本乎神。
You are in Christ because God put you there when you accepted Christ.
你在基督里边是因为当你接受，当你信主的时候，神把你放在基督的里头。
Not only do you have Christ in you, you are in Him.
所以不仅仅你里边有基督，而且你也在基督的里面。
God always looks at you in Christ.
所以神往一直是在基督里边来看你。
Thank God for that. He'd never be able to bear us.
我们为此感谢神，要不然他没办法容忍我们的。
The eternal realm, the spiritual realm, we need to know what it is.
这个永远的属灵的这个境界，这个领域，我们需要知道它到底是什么。
It is an invisible realm.
这是一个所看不见的一个领域。
It's changeless, it's eternal.
它是不改变的，它是存到永远。
It's timeless.
是没有时间的。
There's no time in the eternal.
在永恒里是没有时间的。
Think about this. It's always present in the eternal.
想想看，在那个永恒里边，永远是现在时。
In the eternal, there's no past, present, and future.
在永恒的里边没有过去、现在和将来。
Everything is present.
所有的都是现在时。
The eternal is the place where things are complete.
在永远里是所有的事情都是完美的。
It is the place where things are initiated and things are completed.
就是那些开始的而且最后都能够完成的事情。
It is the realm of God.
所以那是神掌权的那个领域。
The I am.
就是自有拥有之神所在的那个领域。
Just remember that.
要记得这个。
The spiritual realm is the realm of the I am.
所以我们要记得这个属灵的领域就是那自有拥有的那个领域。
Now this temporal realm, the earthly realm.
所以现在也有这个暂时的，就是这个属地的、地上的这个领域。
It's visible.
是可以看得见。
You see the brother or sister next to you, the chairs you're sitting in.
你能够看见周围的弟兄姊妹，看见你所坐的这个椅子。
It's visible.
是可以看得见。
But it is temporary.
但是它却是暂时的。
Time will come to an end.
时间会结束。
You know, God designed this period for time, called time,In order that he might make us ready.
你知道神所设计的这一段时间就是为着要把我们预备好。
Ready for the eternal.
能够为永恒和永远来预备好。
Things in the temporal realm are always in process and not completed yet.
那些在暂时的这个领域里头的事情一直都是在过程的里头，他们还没有完成。
The eternal realm is the realm of the I am.
这个永远是这个自有拥有的那个领域。
The temporal realm is the realm of I am becoming.
但是这个暂时的领域呢，是我正在被成全的那个领域。
In the eternal I am.
这个永远的自有拥有。
In the temporal realm I am becoming.
那么这个暂时的呢，是我正在被成全。
Both realms are real and necessary.
两个领域都是真实的，而且都是必须的。
Now, Christ lived in both realms.
因为基督就是活在这两个领域里头。
He said, "Before Abraham was, I was."
他说，在亚伯拉罕之前，我就是。
In the temporal realm, he was born long after Abraham.
但是在这个暂时的这个里头呢，他是在亚伯拉罕出生以后很多年才出生的。
But he said, "Before Abraham was, I was."
但是他说，在亚伯拉罕没有出生之前，我就是。
Spiritual realm.
那是属灵的领域。
In the eternal, everything was present with our Lord Jesus Christ.
在永恒里面，每一件事情都是在基督里边是现实的。
But in the temporal realm, in his everyday life, he had a past, a present, and a future.
但是在这个暂时的世界里边，他的同在有一个过去，或者是现在。或者是将来。
Now, what of you and me? What does this mean to you and me?
那么这个对你和我到底意味着什么呢？
In the eternal, we are complete already.
在永恒的里面，我们其实已经被成全了。
In the eternal in Christ, you're already complete.
在基督的里面，在永恒的里面，我们是已经被成全了。
And it's because you are in Christ.
因为我们在基督里。
Now, let me give you some verses to back that up.
那我现在要给大家几处的经文。
So bear with me, we're going to read some verses.
请大家忍耐一下，我们要读几处的经文。
1 Corinthians 1:30.
哥林多前书一章三十节。
1 Corinthians 1:30.
哥林多前书一章三十节
Christ is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption.
神又使基督成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
That's the eternal. He is your wisdom, your righteousness, your sanctification, and your redemption.
这是在永恒的里面基督成了我们的智慧、公义、圣洁和救赎。
Hebrews 10:14.
希伯来书十章十四节。
And remember, we're talking about the eternal.
要记得我们在说到永恒的事。
Hebrews 10:14.
希伯来书十章十四节。
For by one offering, he has perfected for all time.Those who are sanctified.
因为他一次献祭便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
Notice it says he has perfected.
注意到这边说到说他已经让那些得以成圣的人永远完全。
Colossians 2:10.
哥罗西书第二章第十节。
Colossians 2:10 is very straightforward.
哥罗西书二章十节就更加直截了当。
Says you are complete in Him.
说到你们在他里面也得了完全。
I think that's thrilling.
我觉得这是让人很兴奋的事。
To know that in Christ you are completed.
要知道我们在基督里面已经被成全了。
Oh, brothers and sisters, you really don't have to worry about. No, I shouldn't say it that way. You are already complete in Christ.
所以我就想强调说，你在基督的里面已经得到了那个完全。
Colossians 1:22.
哥罗西书一章二十二节。
This is another amazing verse.
这是另外的一处令人惊异的经文。
Colossians 1:22.
哥罗西书一章二十二。
1:22.We are holy, blameless, and beyond reproach in Christ.
说到在基督里边，我们都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备。
These are all true in the eternal realm, in the spiritual realm.
所有这一切，在那个永恒的境界里，在那个属灵的境界里边，已经是一个完成的。
These are realities.
这些都是真实的实际。
These are not dreams, these are realities.
这些不是梦想，这些是真实的。
This spiritual realm is more real than this temporal realm we live in.
那个属灵的境界要比我们所生活的这个暂时的境界更加的真实。
Now some might say, well, if I'm already complete in Christ, then I'll just live my life the way I want to because I'm complete anyway.
有些人会说，那既然我已经在基督里面成为完全了，那我现在就继续做过我自己想过的生活，因为我已经完全了。
That's kind of like saying, well, grace abounds, is abounded greater than sin, so I'll just sin more, there might be more grace.
所以这就好像说到说，既然恩典这样的显多，所以呢，我就可以继续的去犯罪，好让恩典更加的显多。
No.
不是。
In the temporal realm, now listen very carefully.
现在要仔细的听，在这个暂时的这个境界里，
God uses this temporal realm, this worldly life,
神使用这个暂时的这个在地上的这个生活，
to transform us into what we are in the eternal in Christ.
好使我们能够被改变，能够成为那个已经在基督里边成为真实的那个永恒的东西。
We'll say it another way.
我要换一种方式来说。
In this temporal life, I am being transformed into what I already am in Christ.
在这个暂时的生活里头，我正在被改变，要成为那个在基督里边我已经成为的那个真实的完全。
In this temporal life, I am being transformed into what I already am in Christ.
这个暂时的生活使我自己能够被变成那个我已经在基督里边所得到的那样的一个完全。
Let me give you some verses to back that up.
我要再给你们一些经文来支持这些的宣称。
Philippians 1:6.
腓立比书第一章第六节。
Being confident that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Christ.
我深信那在你们心里，你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
It's a process.
这是一个过程。
1 Peter 5:10.
彼得前书第五章第十节。
1 Peter 5:10.
彼得前书第五章第十节。
But the God of grace,After you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish and strengthen you.
那赐诸般恩典的神在基督里边召你们，等你们暂时受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们。
So in the temporal we're being perfected.
所以在这个暂时的领域里，我们是在这边被成全。
In the eternal we're perfect.
那么在永恒的领域里头，我们是已经被成全。
Hebrews 13:21，
希伯来书十三章二十一节。
Hebrews 13:21，
希伯来书十三章二十一节。
God make you perfect in every good work, working in you.That which is well pleasing in his sight.
在各样的善事上成全你们，叫你们遵行他的旨意。
In the eternal in Christ, we are perfected.
在永恒里边，在基督里面，我们已经成全。
We are complete.
我们是完全的。
In this temporal life, we're being perfected.
但是在这个暂时的境界里边，我们仍然在被成全之中。
Faith is the key.
信心是那个关键。
Believing His Word.
我们要相信他的工作。
If we will just believe and have faith in what Christ has done for us, then that will become experience in your temporal life.
如果我们有信心，能够相信基督所做成的那个工， 这个就会成为我们在暂时的世界里边所生活的那个力量。
Lay hold of what has been accomplished in the eternal in Christ.
我们要来紧紧的持守住那个基督里边在永恒里边所成就的那个实际。
And you will, it will be made real in your temporal life.
那么在我们的暂时的生活里边就能够经历到。
It's very simple.
很简单。
When you first believed in Jesus Christ as your Savior,
当你一开始接受耶稣基督做你救主的时候，
That's an eternal fact.
那是一个永恒的事实。
That's the spiritual realm.
那是在永恒的境界里。
But now you know you're saved.
现在你知道你已经得救了。
In this life that you're living now.
就在你现在所生活的这个
In this temporal life, you're saved.
就在这个暂时的这个世界里边，你知道你已经得救了。
So faith is what is needed.
所以我们所需要的就是信心。
In the temporal realm, we can become because in the eternal, we already are.
在暂时的这个生活里边，我们能够成，是因为在永恒的境界里边，我们已经是了。
Let me say that again.
让我再重复一遍。
In the eternal realm, we can become because, I mean, in the temporal realm, in this life in this world, we can become because in the eternal or spiritual realm, we already are.
在这个暂时的，在这个地上的这个生活里边，我们之所以能够成为完全，是因为在永恒和属灵的境界里头我们已经是完全的。
God's ways are higher than man's ways.
神的道路高过人的道路。
Man's way is to struggle, strive, perform, and achieve.
我们人的道路就是要去努力，要去工作，要去争取。
We want to achieve perfection.
我们愿意去争取成为完全。
We struggle, we strive.
我们在那边挣扎，我们在那边努力。
You'll never achieve.
但是我们却没有办法达到。
God's way is to believe on what Christ has already accomplished for you.
神的道路就是让我们要去相信基督已经为我们所成就的那个永恒的完全。
Man's way is to perform.
人的道路是要去表现，要去工作。
God's way is for you to believe.
但是神的道路就是让我们要简单的相信。
It's getting a little long. I'm going to skip over some of this, I think.
我要越过一些。
Yeah. Brothers and sisters, when you begin to understand God's ways,
弟兄姊妹，当你开始能够明白一点神的道路的时候，
you begin to understand that you're living in a spiritual realm as well as your temporal realm.
当你开始明白说你是生活在永恒的属灵的境界里边，同时也在这个暂时的属地的境界里边的时候，
Then you can believe scriptures like Galatians 2:20.
然后你就可以明白加拉太书二章二十节这段话在说什么。
Galatians 2:20 says that you've been crucified with Christ, that the old man has been crucified.
加拉太书二章二十节说你已经与基督同钉十字架，这个旧人已经与他同死。
That's an eternal fact.
这是一个永恒的、永远的事实。
And it's been done in Christ for you.
是在基督里边为你所成就的。
God looks and he says, the old man is gone. I have my judgment upon your old man and that natural life is death.
神在神的眼里边，他就说这个旧人已经被审判，已经除去了，已经是死的。
But Paul goes on to say, yet I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me.
那么保罗接下去接着说，然而我活着，然而我现在活着，但不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
So he says, I can lay hold of this eternal fact and the fact that the old man has been crucified.
换句话说，就是他可以支取，用信心支取和持守的这个事实，就是我的旧人在基督里边已经死了。
And as I believe, then I will experience that in my life.
当我这样来相信的时候，在我这个暂时的生命里边，我就能够经历到这个事情。
And once I see the old man is dead, then I can really live by the life of Christ.
当我真的看见说我的旧人已经死了以后，我真的就可以开始让基督在我里边活。
I can live in this temporal world by the life of Christ.
我可以在这个暂时的世界里边，借着基督的生命来生活。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，One little example.
一个简单的例子。
There were three men.
有三个人。
They were walking on a high wire tightrope.
他们就在一个很紧的一个绳子上来走。
The first man is called fact.
第一个人叫做事实。
The second man following is faith.
那么第二个人呢，他的名字叫信心。
And the third man is experience.
第三个人的名字叫做经历。
Faith is looking at fact, the eternal fact.
那么信心这个人呢，他就看着前面那个就是永恒的那个事实。
As long as he keeps his eyes on that eternal fact, he does okay.
他只要眼睛一直放在那个永恒的事实上头，他就很安全。
But he makes a mistake.
但是他犯了一个错误。
He turns around and looks at his experience.
他回过头去看他的经历。
Experience is following.
但是那个经历呢是跟着他的。
He's on a high wire.
他们都在那个走在那个绳子上。
When he turns around and tries to look at his experience, he falls off.
他回过头去看那个经历的时候呢，他会摔下去。
You have to keep your eyes on Christ.
我们必须要把我们的眼睛 盯在基督耶稣上面。
When you accepted Christ, something tremendous changed in your life.
当你接受耶稣基督的时候，在你的生命里边有一个巨大的改变。
You have come into the spiritual realm.
因为你这个时候进入到这个属灵的这个境界和领域里头。
Your point of reference for your life has changed.
你自己来看你自己生命的那个坐标参照系改变了。
The source of life and power in your life has changed.
你的生命的那个源头那个能源源泉也改变了。
You are no longer the center of your life.
你已经不再是你生命的中心了。
Christ is the center of your life.
基督成了你生命的中心。
And he's your source to live that life.
他也是你能够活的那个生命的源头。
Now you're able to be transformed into what you already are in Christ.
现在你就可以被改变，能够成为你在基督里边已经成的那个事实。
In the eternal, you are.
在永恒里边你是
In this temporal life you are becoming.
在这个暂时的世界里边你正在被成全。
Often what I've been sharing is what people refer to as objective truth and subjective truth.
我现在这边所分享的通常被人称为所谓的客观真理和主观真理。
Objective truth is what God has done in Christ.
客观的真理就是神在基督里边所做成的。
It's true, it's real, it's eternal.
它是真的，它是实在的，它是永远的。
It's real, it doesn't depend whether you believe it or not.
它是真实的，并不取决于你信还是不信。
Whether you experience it or not, it's still real.
不管你经历到没有，它仍然是真的。
You're complete in Christ in that realm.
你在那个境界里边，在基督里是完全的。
It's a fact. It's an objective truth.
这是一个事实，这是一个客观的真理。
The subjective truth is the way you're living.
这个主观的真理是你自己生活的那个方面。
Your daily experience.
是你日常生活的经历。
In your daily experience, you're still becoming.
在你日常生活的经历里边，你仍然在被成全的过程里。
There are two extremes, that Christians seem to take.
基督徒往往愿意走两个极端。
Some see what we are in Christ. They see what we are in the spiritual realm.
有些人他们看见了我们在基督里边，他们把握住了那个属灵里边的琐事。
They are thrilled, excited, and overjoyed.
他们就非常的高兴，非常的快乐。
They say, I'm already complete in Christ, I don't have to do anything else.
他们说我们在基督里边已经完全了，所以我也不需要做什么了。
So they become deceived into thinking they're okay.
他们就受了蒙蔽，他们就觉得自己无所谓。
And they become blind to their true spiritual condition.
他们就没有办法看见他们自己真实的属灵的光景。
And because of this, their life is not transformed.
但是因为这样，他们的生命就没有办法被改变。
The other extreme is the realist.
另外的一个极端就是那些所谓的现实主义，很实在的。
You know, I'm an engineer.
你知道我是一个工程师。
Structural engineer.
我是一个结构工程师。
Started out as aerospace.
是在这种航空工程里边开始。
But God led me in many different avenues.
但是神带领我经过了很多不同的职业。
I tend to be a realist.
我是愿意是一个非常实际的人。
A realist looks at his experience.
那么一个讲求实际的人就经常的来看他的经历。
He sees what he is outside of Christ.
他看见那些在基督之外的那些事情。
He sees himself as a failure and discouraged.
他看见他自己是一个失败者，所以他就非常的失望。
He's always trying to perform, but never reaching.
他总是在那边想要努力的去做，但是呢，永远达不到目标。
Never achieving.
永远达不到目标。
He sees his experience and he becomes discouraged.
他看见自己的经历，他就非常的沮丧。
He's looking at himself instead of looking away unto Jesus, the author and finisher of his faith.
他就只看自己，而没有学会望断，以及耶稣能够看见那为我们信心创始成终者。
For the realist, his transformation is aborted because he cannot lay hold of the spiritual.
对这些非常实际的这些人，他们的这个被改变的这个过程被中断了，因为他们没有办法把握住那个属灵里头的事实。
Brothers and sisters, there has to be the balance.
弟兄姊妹，在这两者中间必须要有一个平衡。
You need to see by the Holy Spirit what you are in Christ.
我们需要在圣灵的里面能够看见说我们在基督里边已经所是的。
And you are complete in Christ.
我们在基督里边已经被成全了。
He is your hope of glory.
他是我们荣耀的盼望。
You also need to know that by faith you can apprehend what you are in Christ and it becomes your real experience in this temporal life.
我们也需要知道借着信心我们能够明白在基督里边所成的一切也能够成为我们今天暂时生活里边的经历。
Let me just summarize.
让我来总结一下。
Our Lord Jesus is coming soon.
我们的主耶稣基督很快就回来了。
The kingdom age is upon us.
国度的时代就要到了。
We need to be ready for the king and his kingdom.
我们需要预备好迎接我们的王和他的国度。
We need to come into sonship, being able to serve in the Father's business.
我们需要得着儿子的名分，好使我们能够在父亲的事业上有份。
See, his sons will serve with him, governing during the millennium period.
因为只有儿子才能够在这个千禧年里头，千年国度里边能够跟他一同掌权作王。
So your life being transformed is critical.
所以我们的生命现在被改变，这件事情是非常的关键。
And that transformation takes place through faith.
这样的一个改变是借着信心。
The prize is the kingdom.
那个奖赏就是那个国度。
To live with Christ.In the kingdom.
与基督一同活在那个国度里。
And not only to live with Christ in the kingdom, but to be a part of his governing over the nations during the kingdom age.
不仅仅是与基督在国度里边生活， 而是在那个国度里边与基督的掌权有份。
Now, young people, this is not just a tale to be told.
对年轻人来说，这个不是只是一个故事，不是一个天方夜谭。
This is real.
这是真实的。
The kingdom age is upon us.
国度的时代已经就要来到。
We need to be ready.
我们需要预备好。
We need to be ready.
我们需要预备好。
The Lord's way seems strange to unbelievers.
对不信的人来讲，神的道路好像非常的令人奇怪。
Unbelievers think you have to strive and work and achieve and perform.
不信的人就觉得你必须要努力的去挣扎，去努力，去工作，去取得那个成就。
But believers are transformed by faith.
但是那些信的人，他们却是因着信被改变。
Not in what you can do, but in what he has done already.
不是那些你所能做的，而是那些基督所已经做成了的。
Let's close in prayer.
让我们一起结束祷告。
Lord, your ways are so higher than ours.
主啊，你的道路远高过我们的道路。
Lord, we always talk about this marvelous plan of salvation.
主啊，我们经常的来谈论你的救恩是何等的奇妙。
But that's just the beginning of your plan.
但那不过是你旨意计划的开始。
You have far greater things in store.
你实在是为我们预备了更奇妙的事情。
Lord, I thank you that you speak to us and remind us that we need to be ready.
主，我们感谢你，因为你对我们说话，你来教导我们要预备好。
Lord, this nation is turning away from you.
主啊，这个国家在远离你。
But Lord Jesus, may we never turn the way of the world.
主耶稣，但愿我们永远不会跟随这个世界而去。
Lord, I pray for these young people that they not be caught up in the ways of this world.
主啊，我为这些在座的年轻人祷告，愿他们不被这个世界的潮流吸引。
But Lord, you'll put in their heart a desire not only for you, but Lord, a desire to be sons. Come into sonship.
主啊，愿你把这个心愿放在他们的心中，使他们能够愿意成为，愿意得着儿子的名分。
A desire to serve with you during that 1,000 years.
有这样的一个强烈的愿望，能够在你的国度里边与你的掌权有份。
And Lord, even looking at the very end, when we see the new Jerusalem coming down at the end of the millennium,
甚至当我们看到在那个国度的末了，新耶路撒冷从天而降，
everything then will become what you have designed in the spiritual realm. It will be perfect.
我们就能够看见说，所有的事情都已经是变成像你在属灵的和永恒的里边所做成的那样，是那样的完美，那样的美丽。
And we'll be able to go into eternity as your bride.
我们就能够作为你的心腹进到永世里头。
We'll be able to go into eternity serving the King.
我们就能够进到永世里边来侍奉我们的王。
With joy.
能够在喜乐中来侍奉。
Now, Lord, I just ask that you make clear what I have not been able to make clear tonight.
主，我就在这里祈求说，我没有办法说清楚的，愿你来帮助我们说清楚。
Lord, don't allow the enemy to twist anything.
不要让仇敌来扭曲任何的话语。
May your Holy Spirit really move upon our hearts this week.
愿你的圣灵这个礼拜的这个周末在我们的心中来运行。
That we might be ready.
让我们好，让我们能够预备好。
In Jesus' name, amen.
靠着耶稣的名祷告，阿门。